The case of the poisoned Russian spy has now moved to Hamburg, Germany. Prosecutors there have opened their own criminal investigation of a Russian businessman who had ties to Alexander Litvinenko, the former spy murdered in London last month. We go now to NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
So now we seem to have three investigations tied to Litvinenko's murder.
That's right. There's the ongoing investigation here in London, and the British police are calling it a murder. There's the investigation in Moscow, which is really crucial because that's where this man, Dmitry Kovtun, and his friend, Andrei Lugovoy, the two men who met Alexander Litvinenko on the day he became ill, November 1st, that's where that investigation is going on with those two men in the hospital. And now Hamburg, Germany, where one of those men, Dmitry Kovtun, went and visited his ex-wife, slept on a couch on October 28th before flying to London, and they have found polonium-210 on that couch in Germany and in the car that he rented.
So that puts the poison, the radioactive material, with him theoretically ahead of even going to London.
That's right. And so the big question is, when we say with him, what do we mean? Some people are suggesting he's a victim of this crime as well. Some people are suggesting he's a perpetrator. We know very little about that because the investigators are not talking too openly. What we do know is, for instance, some rather bizarre things that have been going on in Moscow on Friday, late on Friday. Investigators talked to Dmitry Kovtun and then issued a statement saying that he lapsed into a coma, which then the lawyer, Mr. Kovtun's lawyer, then immediately denied. So there's all sorts of strange things going on, and it's very hard to get at exactly what the truth is.
And there in London, how is the investigation proceeding?
Well, there haven't been any breakthroughs here in the last 24 hours. The main thing that people have been looking at here are the interviews, actually, that Marina Litvinenko has been giving to various news outlets, the widow of Alexander Litvinenko. She is, like her husband, very critical of the Putin regime. She says that the FSB, the successors of the KGB, could easily be responsible for her husband's death. She said that you can never escape the FSB when you've been a part of it. That's really the first time she's spoken openly to the press, and that's what's been in the headlines here in London.
On the subject of conspiracies, there's another completely different investigation there in London that some word is getting out about into the death of Princess Diana.
That's right. Yes, there's a report coming out on Thursday that the British government is hoping will be the final report. And the leaks into the press over the weekend here suggest that it's going to say that it was just a tragic accident that killed Diana. Some of the minor details of the report in the press over the weekend have actually been very interesting. The Observer newspaper saying that the US Secret Services were tapping Diana's phone at the Ritz Hotel on the day she was killed. So that's caused a lot of talk here in London, but we're waiting for the full report on Thursday.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London.